listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. How's the you? Keep it real, take the red pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
And yes, thank you. Thank you for tuning into the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V, and I have my co-host, Bill the Butcher, here.
Bula Bula!
And also, Will Turbit from Demand the Truth.
What is going on, fellas?
Really wishing I had another weekend. You guys had a fun weekend?
I had a cocktail.
All right. Well, today we're going to have a very special episode. I think we're going to talk about an issue that's really touched my life in the sense that, well, I mean, this has touched people's lives all around the world, especially in countries that have terrible laws against, you know, what a person can do with their body. You know, this prohibition garbage, you know, government telling you what you can and can't put in your body is, it's tyrannical. So, I mean, that aside, I really want to quickly let everyone know that we are going to try to get as many people to get them help, some sort of legal help, some sort of something. I want to put an organization together, legal organization that just helps whistleblowers. There are too many people being targeted or dealing with, you know, this organization, that institution, this company, and there are people who are trying to do the right things and are following policy, following the rules. There are those who are not doing the right thing that are holding positions of power, and yeah, red flags are going around these people, so they're really trying to destroy people's lives, and it's everywhere you can think of. Last episode we had Friday, a young woman having her children stolen from her, CPS, made homeless because of her SSA money being stolen. I mean, it's just, how many ways can a person be bent over and just take it? I mean, left homeless in society because of what? So, one thing I want to cover, and so what we're going to talk about today, is, again, this marijuana thing. And our guest, really, Bill should be introducing him. Go ahead.
This is my son, Buddy, who has done up to 20 years because of his association with Simple Marijuana. You tell me when you want him to come on. He's right here, V.
Yeah, go ahead and tell us your story.
All right, this is Buddy B, and here he is.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. So, you are a person who has spent a lot of time jail. Well, prison, actually.
Prison, yes.
Because of marijuana.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. I've done several, many years behind the use of marijuana. The state of Texas has imprisoned me for using marijuana, yes.
Now, this isn't a new subject for anybody, once again. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk about this especially because I have a brother, none that no one has met yet, even though my family's pretty out there. The golden child of the family. I did some time, and I want to say spent the majority of his adult life, not all of his adult life, in prison. Well, why? Because of, well, marijuana. Now, I understand, you know, it's not really good to be a drug dealer and all that stuff, but when you have a plant, this
naturally green grown
plant, naturally grown out of the ground, you know, I understand the appeal of the cars, the girls, the money. My brother could not be without that. He's the most flashy, most personality-filled person in my entire family. I'm the black sheep. I'm the quiet one. Well, I guess I can tie with someone else in my family on that one. But here I am on national radio. So you can imagine how much more charismatic my brothers and sisters are, my older ones. Now, Mr. Flash, again, cars, the women, the money, just he couldn't stay away. Now, it's not like it was an issue of, you know, moving truckloads of Colombian, you know, Peruvian fish scales, nothing like that, you know. But just to have someone's life ruined over a freaking plant that is now being legalized.
Yeah.
And so I want to know how you feel about this.
Well, you can't get back time that you've already done. So the time that Texas took for me for what I did at the time, which was a technical violation. See, I came home, I did 6 years, 4 months, 27 days. I came home May 6, 2003. Well, shortly after that, I started to get urinalysis tests, and I was smoking marijuana. Within the next 18 months, the Texas prison system, and this is a paperwork violation. This is not, I didn't break a new law. I didn't hurt anybody. I came up there, didn't go to AA class and marijuana-related stuff. I went back to the prison system and did 47 months on a violation, like multiple set-offs and multiple. So I'm not upset about the time or waited, but I believe that because you can't get it back, you see. So I believe that when they change the laws, they should unimprison anybody that's in there for at that point. It doesn't anger me. It you know, if a man was growing oregano, he's never going to go to prison. But if a man grows marijuana, which is the same plant, it just has a little bit different flavor. Same plant, but he's not going to go to prison. So for somebody to have to go to prison for something that's naturally grown, it's crazy. But the state of Texas, through the prison system, see, I had another incident with the prison system. I came home off this that same time. I did the 47 months. I came home, and I got more marijuana-related charges. So, and I came back. They came at the Texas Department of Criminal Justice linked up with the Child Protective Services, and they came. They arrested me, and they removed my children, at which time the Child Protective Services brutally traumatized my children. Put my daughter in a coma. So bad things are happening from something that shouldn't be happening at all. And so the people are overusing their power of authority to say we can and can't break this or eat that. And that's crazy because we are supposed to be free in America inside of a bunch of guidelines.
Hey, V, can I interject right here? Buddy is Puck's father. And that's all I'm saying. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so at times I have anger at the government for because it just doesn't make any sense. See, while I'm in prison in the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, I take Zoloft twice a day. I take Trazodone. Those are mood stabilizers. I take them up to four times a day. And I take Geadol in the evenings to help me sleep. So that's I take up to 6 to 14 pills a day, psych meds, to keep me stable. And once I get on them after about 2 or 3 weeks and I'm off of the marijuana, I kind of get happy and everything seems okay. So when I get out of prison, as soon as I get out of prison, I immediately stop taking the 9 to 12, 8 pills, whatever it is a day, and I smoke me a couple of joints in the evening after I work. I've always had a full-time job. I've supported my family. I've built my own homes. I've done normal things instead of doing all this time. I'll do it. I'll build something up, and I'll lose everything because I smoked some grass. I told the CPS one time that, yeah, I smoked a joint on Friday at work. And they came and they did the whole bunch. So the state of Texas is really f***ed up about weed. They do not like the weed thing. I watch that. They do not like the weed thing. So I kind of lost my train of thought for a second. I need to tell you.
Let's just try to keep the language clean here.
Yeah, I apologize. That kind of caught me up. Oh, so I was going somewhere with that. Not that. Okay.
Let Lizzie talk.
Yeah. So with these incidents that I've had through the marijuana use, if when I was 14 or 13 years old and I started smoking marijuana, because I had a emotional or whatever the fuck it is, or whatever it is disorder I have. It makes me have anxiety. It makes me feel funny in Walmart, and I can't eat inside the restaurant. I have to always be to the wall. And it's weird stuff that I go through. And people think it's really weird. Well, I'm living it, so I know it's weird. You know, I have to go through this. I wash my hands 57,000 times a day, and it sucks. But I do it, and it's something I'm going through. But if I smoke my weed, I don't have these problems. So I diagnosed myself not knowing at 14. 27 years later or whatever, I'm 43 now, 20-plus years later, the state of Texas is now saying, yeah, well, he might have been right. Well, I paid a lot of consequences. There should be something from them to say, a letter, something to say, we were wrong. We scrutinized you for many, many years for something that you needed medicinally. You weren't over, you weren't abundantly hurting anybody. I would get a little bit of pot, come home, put my kids to bed, go out on my carport, smoke me a joint, come in, watch the news, and I was normal. But if they take the pot away, they want to give me all these pills. I don't like taking all those pills. It didn't make no sense to me. I don't have to take all these pills. I can't go to the bathroom. I sweat at night. I mean, there's a thousand different side effects I've endured taking these pills to try to get normal, when one thing that God, I believe in God, God put on the earth for me to use, cures it all. Makes me feel so much better. And my family knows me, and my mother's a 35-year real estate broker, officer in the Coast Guard. My father, the prominent writer, bookkeeper. I played golf in college. We come from a pretty good stock. And they'll tell me, go get you some grass and come out to the house for the weekend. No, ain't nobody else out there doing it just because it's not a dope house. They recognize that grass as my medicine, too. And they'll give me a designated smoking area and a designated smoking time. And as a family, we've dealt with my marijuana use as a family with no problem. But the state of Texas has made me a huge problem and has somewhat destroyed my life. I've lost two homes. I've lost multiple opportunities of business. My family was huge in the home building industry that I'm involved in, but I missed 13 straight years in the Bush administration. I was locked up, and that would have been a wonderful time. We built millions of dollars worth of homes, and I was right there with my foot in the door with children, and I worked, and I lost all that opportunity due to medicating myself for a social that I am diagnosed with. You know, I'm a sociopath, I have bipolar, and I'm a schizophrenic. And I don't know what all those words mean, but I know how I feel. And I know that I feel funny if I don't take these 13 pills, or I feel funny if I don't smoke this joint. Now, these 13 pills, they cause me all kinds of problems, but they make me feel better. But the joint don't cause me no problems. But the government doesn't get any money off of the joint. They get a lot of money from the pills that they're giving me. So they have to, if they could figure out a way to tax the weed, I would pay the tax. I would pay for it. I would pay whatever price they put on it to use medicinally. I would pay whatever criteria they put me under. I would follow the rules. If other people broke the rules, I would say, stop, don't do that. We need the rules so we can have the pot. You know what I mean? I would help the pot be however y'all want us to do what we need. God put that on the earth for us. There's a bunch of humans out here. They got a bunch of different things that marijuana cures for them. And see, God, when he built this, he didn't make no mistakes. And he says, hey, I got a bunch of them, got these kind of things. He said, put pot on the earth. And then whatever president it was walked through a field and decided God was wrong there. So he judged God as being the first one. It doesn't make any sense. Texas is out of control. Their parole system is CPS, and they're out of control on their pot. You know what I mean? Money-wise, you can make plenty of money. Look what California did selling pot. Look at Colorado. Colorado's a beautiful state. Hey, everybody's happy in Colorado. Have you been there? It's great. It's a great place to go. When you get off the bus, the first thing I said, yeah, I had been locked up for nearly 16 or something years when I got to Colorado. I called my father. I didn't really remember that pot was legal. The first thing I told my dad was, Dad, everybody up here is a whole different part of America. When you get to Colorado, everything under it is very hot, but they're real nice up there. It wasn't that Colorado. They got weed. everybody's nice, but everybody was getting what God gave them. We were getting what we're supposed to have. And it made a very happy. The bus station was so full. I went to the Houston bus station, and that's scary. I went to the San Antonio bus station, and I held on to my bag all the time. I went to the Denver bus station, and I asked a total stranger, watch my bag. I'm going to go get something to drink. And when I got back, he had bought me a hot dog. Everybody was having a good time getting along socially. It was really, you could tell the difference in the people. And that's from the marijuana. That's what I believe.
Well, you know, the thing about Colorado is marijuana may be legal there, and it's becoming more of an accepted thing to have cannabis.
The price
of living is skyrocketing.
I was sleeping in a tent. Yeah, I would sleep in a tent. I would be homeless and sleep in a tent if I could have my pot of it. But see, not being able to smoke pot for me, I have such a social disorder that it built this emotion. I have explosive anger disorder, they say, too. And so what happens is that the things that make me feel weird everywhere I go, eventually that might be 6 months, might be 6 days, but it's going to happen. Some humongous incident is going to happen, and I'm going to go back to prison. And so they take a sick man that they know is sick, because when they give me all these pills. They know what's wrong with me. I went out. This happened because I didn't have any medicine, and they know I'm sick. And then I lost my train of thought again.
Well, the thing, though, you said it right there, though. They know that this is going to be something that you're going to try to do. You're not a criminal. You don't have any violent crimes or
no, I'm not. No, my crimes are best. I have controlled substance. Less than a gram, a 0.08 tenths of a gram of a very not even a testable amount of narcotics or THC. See, if you extract the THC from the marijuana in the state of Texas, you get a different schedule on that classification of that drug. So now you've taken something that God gave us that's normal, that's a misdemeanor, and because I just want to get just the THC, which is what makes me feel better out of it, I get the THC, now I got myself a felony. You see, so now you got a felony for something that shouldn't even be illegal. And the state of Texas is imprisoning us. And because the reason the state of Texas will imprison the people, it's all economical. They'll imprison them because then they can rehabilitate them. They can send them to substance abuse classes. They can educate them. And you don't need to educate a person that's just got a social disorder. Just give him his medicine and let me go back to work. I make $32.50 an hour. I got a license in HVAC and a license in plumbing. I never had a problem finding a job. And everywhere I work, I'm one of the best hands. Long without my pot. Don't make any sense. State of Texas don't like it. Every boss I've ever worked for, which is I pretty much work for my family, but when I work for them, they don't have no problem if they smell a little pot because they know that gets Buddy to the home run. Everything's going to be okay. Might smell that little pot, but the job's going to be right. Everybody's happy. Take the pot away. Things may not work out quite like that for you that day. And I react in a way, you know, I have I've been in a very violent, very hands-on style environment for a lot of years. You know what I mean? Concrete and steel and men. And so when at times when I react, I don't really, I know what's going on and stuff, but I get real stressed out and worried that people are trying to get at me because, see, I've been arrested so much that I think they're trying to get me because I smoke pot, but they are. It's harassment when it's happening. You know, I was in Austin, Texas, at a deal with my friend. We were at a rowing competition of one, which is an insinuation of marijuana. Well, the cops started jacking me because I had a marijuana hat and shirt on. Now, does that make any sense at all? We're at a...
That is... Well, that's beyond profiling at that point.
Yeah.
I know we got to go commercial break here, but I definitely want to get more into that aspect of this whole ordeal, the targeting. It's illegal to be a hippie these days, I guess. But we'll come right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000.
All right, all right.
My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000.
So, I'm very, well, I'm not surprised to hear that you felt harassed, because I want to say that, you know, well, in my youth, as I was just got out of the military, actually, and, you know, I can tell you the government was not happy in letting me go. Not happy. They're very upset. I know they wish they could have utilized me and my skills, my intelligence a lot more than what they did, but they weren't happy. And I got harassed by police nonstop upon getting out. Nonstop. And I can tell you one day, so many friends. I had a friend who had a house, and we all had a house together. Huge house, you know, and all my friends from school, high school, we all lived together. Now, one day walking to work, because we didn't just live together, we worked together too. We had monopoly on, you know, some of the shops around town. We had our own, like, little club sort of a thing. But anyways, walking to work, a friend and I, yeah, just stopped for no reason whatsoever. And, well, I mean, I didn't know then, but I know now. But, you know, I'm on a list. I'm on a targeting list, list to be harassed. Now, these people couldn't do anything with me. They couldn't, you know, they couldn't say anything. Now, I did get arrested because my friend, even though he was not under suspicion, they did mess with him. And what did he have on him? He had nothing but, I mean, when I say a shakedown, I mean a shakedown. Once pockets were pulled out, they shook those pockets. And a couple of seeds popped out. Okay? Now, he went to jail. They also handcuffed me, but, you know, they found they couldn't take me in on that. They really wanted me. They wanted me badly. They ended up taking him instead. So, over, just by association, this man had lost his job and unfortunately could not stay with us very long in the house because he couldn't pay his part of the rent.
Uh-oh.
So, I mean, that's a friendship, really, that went rocky. It almost was destroyed over targeting and over a couple of seeds. This is in Austin, Texas, Travis County. So I understand what you mean by, well, you had a T-shirt on, marijuana leaf, hat on marijuana leaf, and then they want to come and give you the shakedown.
Yeah.
Did you end up going to jail at that point?
No, well, I didn't go to jail. My friend that was in the rowing competition actually went to jail, and he got, as I called it, secondhand arrestment because he lingered over there, and he got upset because I didn't get to watch him rowing, and so they went to shaking him down and everything else, and he didn't have some seeds. He had a bag of weed in his pocket, and they took him in. But where I was, Austin is not, to me, they were a little more liberal towards the marijuana use. In Copper's Cove, Texas, I got in a little bit of trouble as a young, and they took all my, stripped me down, took my underwear, pulled my butt cheeks apart, all this. I was 15. They was looking for marijuana. You know, they didn't make no sense the scrutiny that they put me through. But when they found out in that town that I smoked weed, it was a kind of a smaller town. The police and the schools and all, they started to really home in on me. I became a problem. Prior to that, I was a prominent. I was on the golf team. I had signed a letter of intent to play for Tarleton University. I had won a big boxing tournament in Oklahoma City. I boxed, and I had got invited to try out for the 96 Olympic boxing team. I had a bright future. It made the news that things were going great. They found out about the pod. They never, and I became the black sheep of the family. You know, I would get pulled over 5-6 times a week. You know what I mean? And every time that I got pulled over, we had time to search the car. Always. They would pull me, and they never really found too much, minus one or two times, but one of them had a joint or this. And these things weren't that serious of a crime. But the state of Texas already had an agenda. They said, we're going to build prisons, and we're going to fill them up with people that don't really need to be there. And we're going to get the federal government to give us a bunch of money to fix disorders that they don't got. Because, see, they'll put you in prison for having marijuana, and then say you got a substance abuse problem. You don't have a substance abuse problem. I have a social disorder. I am a schizophrenic, and marijuana makes me feel better. So if you're treating me for a substance abuse order, you're not never going to fix me. You're giving me a mouthful of pills that you're taxing, and you're giving me a bunch of treatment for something I don't have. I don't hit the shakes and drink alcohol. I smoke me a joint, and I don't think that Lucifer's coming out my dash. You know?
Okay, well, I'm sorry. This was our short segment. I didn't give you a warning there. But after this commercial break, we'll have our long segment, and we'll end the show, okay?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com. The tea that makes you go.
Break. Now, Will, what do you think about this? What do you think about what's going on right here?
Yeah. It's interesting because I feel like overall, as a nation, we're slowly kind of, you know, they say politics is downstream of culture, and culturally, you've been aware of cannabis and its medicinal purposes and overall purposes for a very long time. So it's finally starting to catch up. And, I mean, hopefully, I was hoping, you know, Obama or even Trump would have legalized it or decriminalized it on a federal level. But the problem here is it's still going to take a while for them to decriminalize it. On top of that, it's going to be GMO'd and then taxed. And right now, in the very liberal state that I'm in Rhode Island, we have people still going to jail over marijuana while the state is paying their bills over marijuana. So an ordinary citizen can go to jail for paying its bills for marijuana, but if you're part of the government, then there's a special set of rules. And I think this just illustrates, you know, we have more people in jail than China does, and 75% of the people that are there are nonviolent drug offenders. So it's it's definitely not the slavery of the African Americans, but it's been fine-tuned a little better.
Well, and I'm glad that you mentioned like GMO thing, because people don't understand that is the entire reason why it has been getting legalized, is because Monsanto said, oh, well, we'll just end up buying everything. We'll end up buying all the stock. We'll end up buying all the crops. And whatever they can't buy, they're going to infect. Just like with the crops. Okay, you've got the corn here. If it's next door to somebody else's crop, if there's any mixing in the strain, now Monsanto owns that crop too. So it's that sort of thing that was going on. That's the reason why it started becoming legal to begin with. And again, the monopoly over not just money, but people's lives. I think there needs to be more than an apology. There needs to be a program that helps people whom they victimize with jail time. They need to find a way to make this up to people. What do you guys think?
What do you think about GMO improved marijuana, but they can improve corn crops, but they can't improve marijuana?
I don't know who said you can't improve it, because the weed that I smoke today is way better than the weed that I smoked 20 years ago. And the weed that's grown by people that are allowed to grow it, where they can have the things that they need, the elements, and it's wonderful. It's great. It's not harsh. It don't cause any coffee hacking. But some of the weed that we smoke comes out of the bottom part of Texas or Mexico. But it's a little harsher because it's not grown. They got different fertilizers and stuff. Harsher, make you cough and stuff. But you can always make better weed. You know, they can put water in it, or put apple. There's all kinds of great things. There's lots of great ways. Weed can always be, because I smoked some weed the other day that was, and I don't really understand. I've been in prison for a long time, I boxed nearly professionally for, and then you get hit in the head in prison too. You know, I've had every kind of butt kicking you can take. You can't give me a flavor of butt kicking that I haven't seen. But I've been in prison so long, and you're gonna get. But anyway, they smoke weed in prison too. It really helps out down there too. But the weed is so the weed is so good.
No, don't do that.
No, the weed is so good now because. I had a buddy that used to grow weed in a little, like a little fish aquarium with some lights over. I had two, one on this side, one on, and that weed right there would make you forget where you were at, what day of the week it was. Wonderful weed. I don't know how he grew it. So there's always better ways to enhance it. You know, they got 50,000 different styles of potatoes. If you can take something that's brand as a potato, enhance it, and grow it differently, they can clone a cow. So we can do all kinds of great things with weed.
Well, okay, granted, but my thing here is, I think that people who have been locked up in prison, especially for decades, you know, at a time, I think there needs to be some sort of program, some sort of reparations to give people, you know, something, you know, some way to get their lives back. I know they can never get their lives back. But, you know, to get something back, to get some sort of some incentive program, you know, better placement jobs, something. Some of these prisons need to be confiscated by the government, these privatized institutions, and sold off. And, you know, the money they make off of that needs to go to these victims who spent 10, 20, 30 life sentences, years in prison over some damn marijuana.
I think that my thing now today at 43 years old, I have a bunch of children, and I've slowed down a whole lot. I don't plan on ever going back to prison, because at this point in Texas, you can no longer go back to prison for smoking marijuana. Now they have changed laws, but what they've done is they've made intermediate facilities that you go to for a shorter period of time, but they hit the federal government for more money per day because they're giving you substance abuse. But now, remember, you got social disorder people get out here getting substance abuse. So they're really not giving us nothing. They're getting themselves a good paycheck. Now you've provided a bunch of jobs, where you got a bunch of free world people who wear free world clothes. Call them counselors, and they'll come in. We'll talk about when you wake up with the shakes, you need to pray to God and all this. Well, somebody that has schizophrenic and thinks that his sister's trying to kill him is not having the shakes and don't need that. So we're not being even taught what is what's right, because you don't. The prison systems don't need none of that. The whole deal together is just out of control. They're making so much money, and it's families like the Bushes. They'll take and they'll say, "Oh, we got the state of Texas. We need to start a substance abuse facility." Ann Richards pushed it. Ann Richards pushed a lot of them through, and they'll go 9, 10. They're $180,000 per inmate that the Texas taxpayers pay to send us to these substance abuse for misdiagnosed people, because the state of Texas doesn't want us to have something that grows right next to chiggers and grass. You'll have a chigger plant, rosebush, marijuana, and it'll be just as natural. One time I was fishing at the Stillhouse Lake, and I rolled up on a Christmas tree, marijuana tree. It was as big as a Christmas tree, and so this had grown naturally. I made a pool cue out of one of the branches. That was a big marijuana plant. And it grew totally natural. Nobody did anything to that. It just grew because it's supposed to. And now we can't have that because they can't tax it. The problem is that they have with passing laws, because the richer, the government, they want to stay where they have a hard time being able to tax it. Because if you make weed legal, it's growing out here in fields, and if it's legal and they're selling it in the store, they will make taxes. But Texas is so greedy, they said, well, no, we're not going to do that, because there'll still be people that will grow weed and smoke it and not pay taxes. So they might miss a dollar. They might miss a dollar. Somebody might sneak a dollar past them, and they'll give up $1 million. Because Texas is out of control. Texas just does what they want. And I do not believe in my heart that the state of Texas will ever be like Colorado or California and just let us smoke our weed. Dude, you said it wasn't fully legal in Denver. Now, I don't know the laws, but I sat right there at the bus station on a brick wall at a four-way stop, big intersection, playing music and everything, and I smoked a blunt that I bought out of a store, and a cop waved at me when I sat at the stoplight. I just got off doing a big bit, too. It was kind of emotional turmoil. I was talking to my dad, and I said, "Dad, I feel really antsy because I want to get up and run the other way, because everything inside of me told me to run from this cop." But the cop didn't have any anger, any animosity. It wasn't a problem up there. See, they don't have that mindset in Texas. The pot people or whatever, we are the problem. We are the problem. And the only people, they got to fix us. So that's the only money that you'll ever see from the state of Texas for the lost time. Well, we'll give you some more treatment if you want it, but that's not giving me anything back for what you've done to me, for brutalizing me, for having a social disorder that my mother suffers from, my daughter, I have. The long history, and this social disorder, marijuana really works for it. But Texas is not going to say, well, we screwed up. Okay, we screwed your whole life. You had that bass boat and that pretty wife and brand new house, and we took it from you because you had 3 marijuana dirty UAs. That didn't make no sense to me to go down and do all that time, lose my family, lose my job. I had a business. I was doing a lot of work, making good money. I paid $10,000 to put my septic tank in the ground. That's a lot of money. I ducked houses and fixed people's toilets, and I paid for my septic tank because I can't dig a septic tank with my plumbing license. So I was doing that with the pot. And the state of Texas just stopped it and took it because they're not getting – they've made it their agenda – to not let people do what they want to do in the state of Texas.
Well, I tell you what, Texas is the richest state in the union, and that's for a reason. And it ain't just because of oil. Okay? So, I mean, richer than California, where, you know, all the movie stars move and live, okay? But listen, the whole thing about sitting there and being able to smoke and a cop looking at you, and yeah, I know that had to be a feeling for you. And what people don't understand is the psychological mind job that's done on you. Now, anybody, I can tell you, that smokes marijuana in a place where it's illegal versus smoking marijuana in a place where it is legal, paranoia scale is going to be different. It's going to be different than one place versus the other, or even non-existent in the other. You know, people want to say that, okay, well, methamphetamines, cocaine, or whatever else that they can possibly say makes you paranoid, delusional, or whatever. No, that's just the mind state, because, you know, it's illegal and the government wants to screw your life up over it. Those same drugs are given to our children every day Right. Being told they have mental diseases, okay?
They need Adderall. That's methamphetamine.
Adderall.
It's only legal in the United States of America to do methamphetamines if you get it from a pharmacist, like Adderall or that other one we took when we was younger. They're going to give you their methamphetamine. That's good. They're going to give you their cocaine, codeine. That's okay. If you get it from the street dealer or from the land, you can't do that. They have to get theirs. If they could come up with a way to just make one kind of pot that they would be the only ones that could have it, pot would have been legal a long time ago. Because they would have been able to kill everybody else. They're worried that once we make this legal, everybody's going to have a pot plant in their backyard. And how are we going to know if that's a Chevron convenience store sold joint or if that's a joint grown by old Billy Ray over there at his farmhouse? You know, you're not going to have no way to know the difference. And they'll get screwed on a bunch of money. And I don't think Texas, they don't want to let go of anything. And then Texas is the richest state in the union because Texas does 85% of our imports and exports. And that's where our money is at, coming off them oceans. That oil does a whole bunch of stuff, but them oceans bring, that's where we spend our money. You know, bringing over all that stuff from China that Donald Trump talks about he don't like all the time. That's why Texas makes a lot of money, a lot of jobs, a lot of opportunity here. And something like the marijuana would enhance our state as much as the lottery did. We could build a lot of parks for old people and dogs and all kinds of good stuff with this money from this heinous drug. If you do research on marijuana, you don't have crimes like murder, very few of them, vehicular manslaughter, assault. We don't do that kind of shit. Most potheads. Now, you guys, there's a difference. We're a pretty calm society. We like to listen to our music or hang out cooking, and we like to. We smoke pot to mellow out because we are in a social disorder. See, we have a social disorder. We're not substance abuse. We're on the social. It's in our brain. So the pot works for us medicinally. And people have to get this. When somebody that doesn't understand taking pot for medicine gets told about pot, that's a dope. They're dope head. The 65-year-old Republican that lives in Georgetown, Texas, thinks that every person that smokes pot is a dope head. That's normal for him because he doesn't understand that. But my 65-year-old father from Georgetown, Texas, knows that the pot doesn't make me a dope head because his son, that was straight A student, most likely to succeed, letters of Olympic boxing. I had a bunch in front of me that was looking real good. The pot, if we'd have left him alone on the damn pot, my dad tells me all the time, if we'd have left you alone years ago, you wouldn't have been up as bad. You would have been, it wouldn't have been as bad. Because I made some bad choices in my life, and there's no doubt, and I'm okay with that. I'm kind of a rascal, you know what I mean? But my thought pattern goes way to the right. I don't know what they say the right and the left on the news. I don't know which one's the weird one. Whichever one of them that the Democrats are on, my thought pattern goes way that way, and I'll do something really drastic that and cost me a lot of time. You know, I'll do something drastic because of my thought pattern, because of my social disorder. See, my brain's not producing a certain chemical. I'm not stimulated. I'm thinking things that are not there. I'm seeing things. That pot cures all that. But the state of Texas, they'll say you have that social disorder, but they will not say that marijuana will cure it. When there's good research out there that says that this does this for us, there's no reason to not let us have it medicinally.
Okay, so I got to ask you, Bill, with this being your son and all, I mean, how has this affected you and your life?
It took my family away, B. We're right now, as of today, my granddaughter, the pup, is being assigned to a mental hospital because she was taken from Timmy because he smoked marijuana.
Because I told them I smoked marijuana at the job site on the day that the babies went to Papa's house. So the children were 80 miles away from me. I was on my construction job site with illegal aliens and such, and we built houses. So, you know, nobody's even wearing a shirt. We drink cold beer, and we'll smoke a joint on a Friday. It's been 117 all week in August. We've smoked, and I told her that I smoke a joint every now and then. And I only told her because I knew that with her demeanor and the way she was, I've been scrutinized for my disorder my whole life. I knew the bitch was going to want to piss this. So I know I'm hot, but I smoke pot. But I don't smoke the shit around my kids. They pulled hairs off my kids' legs. They pulled it off their. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I apologize.
Yes.
Do you guys think that there's at least in your situation, is there any remedy possibly getting a lawyer to expunge some of this to at least, I mean, obviously you can't get the time back, but is there anything?
The thing for me, with what I've been put through in my life, where I put myself through, I'll say, where I put myself up, I don't have any energy to put towards that, because there's not nothing that they can do. Me smoking pot or saying I smoke pot caused my beautiful daughter to be put into a coma for 3 days by the state of Texas. It caused my son Bobby Joe, when I seen him at the dental visitation and he had 6 stitches in his forehead, and I asked him what happened, he told me they pounded me. And then my twin, who had epilepsy, he got road rash on his face. And my other twin, it's how we tell the twins apart. They're 11 now. They were just 18 months when this happened. He got 9 stitches in his lip. And so that's how we tell them apart, because one of them died. Before, skinhead, fat head, but now we can see the scar that the state of Texas put up because I told them that I smoked pot. They were fixing to return my children. Everything was going fine. And then I told them that I smoked pot. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know that I'd done something wrong. Man, in the mind, I don't know what to do. My children were brutalized because of my smoking pot. So there's nothing really the state can do. They gave my children some compensation for, and they told me that my children wouldn't remember it. My daughter's 12, and she's having a hell of a time forgetting it. You know what I mean? And that's the truth. And I blame myself every day. It's hard. From what? Because I smoke pot. So that's like, do I give up smoking pot? Because if I don't smoke pot, I'm not gonna be able to get out here and play ball with you. I'm not gonna be able to show you how to throw that curve ball next year when your arm gets stronger. Because I'm gonna get locked up. Because I'm gonna think that man's the store, the stick's gonna grab you, and then I'm gonna shoot him or something. Because that's what happens. I mean, I go way off. You know, they don't let me have my pot, and I don't want to take those pills. They don't. They make me feel funny. You know. So there's nothing that the state can do. And there's many, many, many. My story's small compared to the billions in the state, in the nation, in the world that's going on in America with them doing this. In the state, they're small. There's nothing they can do. Just leave us alone. The black community is so laid back. I've been put through hell, fellas. But if they just leave me alone right now, I'd call it even. Just leave me alone. Let me smoke my grass, and I'd call it even. All the hurt and all the everything you've done to it, lost this and all that hurt, it would be okay if you just let me smoke my pot and be left alone. That's what we want. We just want to make some laws in our favor. Hell, y'all made a bunch of laws against us. Make one or two in our favor and give it to us so we can get better. And we don't have to feel bad. We don't have to shorten our life through liver failure from taking 13 pills. I don't want to do those things. I don't have no bad. Don't have no bad. It don't do nothing bad to me. It don't cause no cancer. It don't nothing. That's good. Not nothing bad. The state makes it bad.
Well, I am all about making the government be accountable for their actions. That's the entire point of the show, and probably the entire point of my existence. I know I have lost so much, and I can't get back over their idiotic BS. But that's how you know you're not a violent man, you're not a criminal, you're not any of that, because you're not out there trying to get even. I know these people looking at me like I'm a terrorist. I know they want to call me a terrorist so badly. And I'm hoping that they do. Because as soon as they do, I got them in a noose. I got them right where I want them. But I'm very glad that you're not extremely bitter over this stuff, because it will eat up your life. And they've already taken up so much of it. So I'm happy to hear that. So, Bill.
Right here.
My man.
Yeah.
Do you guys have, very quickly, do you guys have something you want to say to that community that has been through this?
I'm going to let Buddy close off this deal. I'm not going to say anything. I actually think he did very wonderful, but I want him to say this because I think it's a message for America. I really do. And here he is.
There's a lot of victims in our state that have been scrutinized and put through a tremendous amount of emotional, physical hardship for wanting to do something that should have been provided to our earth. The same as so many other things in our ability in each day that we use, we get the same way from this one thing they say we can't use. The state would just let up on it. Now, y'all said I'm withholding the government accountable people. I got a thing for them too. I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to do because they've got me on the ropes since I've been 15. I've been on the ropes. Look, I took a a few standing eight counts from the state of Texas, and I don't know how to fight them. You know, that's the one thing that I fear is the police, the justice, because I have no fight with them. I can't do anything to make them get off me. So if you guys have rallies or anything that we can, we need to let people know and start having get people together. When you get people together, I don't know. There's got to be something, but I'm open to suggestions, and I'm willing to work for what I want. I'm not a person that's just going to ask you for something. I would like to smoke weed. I would sit down. I would every weekend go through some dissertation for people that have a better understanding of the needs and the health for marijuana, so that it would make it easier for our society to accept us as a needed pot.
Well, I can say that this is becoming an easier problem to deal with, especially since there are companies now, and there are companies that have invested a lot of time in the legal aspect of stuff. Like, for example, my company, Canisense. People, you need to go ahead and go to, you know, our site here, Canisense.com, and get, you know, sign up, and I'll put the actual reference link into the description of the show for you guys, because if you sign up, you'll be supporting the show. You can get the free caregivers, or you can invest money into becoming a member and getting that package for free. You can go to the apothecary and get your products. It can be mailed to you right at your home, and if any of Johnny Law wants to say anything about it, well, they can screw off, because we have legal backings. No one's ever gone to prison behind our products. All you gotta do is go to our website, talk to a virtual doctor, and hey, you're hooked up for life with us. So please go ahead and check that out. Now, I want to thank you for being such a wonderful and flavorful guest for our show this evening. So, yes, I absolutely. You know, keep us posted with everything that's going on with you guys. And just I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I really want to thank everyone for listening to the show. It's such a wonderful thing. We need to be fighting back. We all need to learn how to fight back, and it starts with free and open media. And, you know, hey, guys, remember, in the land of surveillance, male third eye is king, so educate yourselves.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today. Yeah.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.